Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Her name is Kalani, and her phone number is 760-896-0225.
Okay, repeat that one more time. I'm sorry. 760 896.
0225.
All right, thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line, and I'll be further assisting you. I just want to confirm the phone number I have for you is 760-896-0225.
Yes.
And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Yes, it's K-A-I-L-A-N-I.
K-A-I-L-A-N-I?
Yes.
And last name?
Saucedo, S-A-U-C-E-D-O.
F-A-U-C-A-D-O?
C-E-D-O.
C-E-D-O. Okay, thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
All right, Kehlani, I'm going to be further assisting you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
What kind of cancer?
Stage 1 ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Is this in regards to yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. So you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
March 10th, 2024.
And what state are you located in?
California.
California, okay. Alrighty, and can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Yes, it's Sharp Reese Steely, Mira Mesa.
Is it Sharp Reese Steely, Sorrento Mesa?
Mira Mesa. Sharp Reese Steely, Mira Mesa.
Mira Mesa. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Address I have is 8933 Activity Road in San Diego, California, zip code 92126.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, it was Dr. Daniel Zanogi.
Daniel Zanotti?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have a phone number for him, or do you want me to pull one on Google?
You can pull one on Google.
Okay, thank you so much. Alrighty. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed?
Probably like 7 to 8 times a month.
7 to 8 times a month or a year?
Yeah. No, like a month.
Okay, so let's say 7 times 12. Do you use it every month out of the year?
I did, yeah.
So about 84 times a year, does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
November 25th, 1999.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Of course. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Okay. And then do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxer that you know of?
No.
Okay. And then what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
California.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start using hair relaxer in your life?
I started like September 2017 up until January 2024.
Okay. And then you said you use these products monthly, correct? Okay. Or sorry, let me ask you this. How often did you use these up did you apply the product? Was it weekly, monthly?
It was monthly.
Monthly. Okay, thank you. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products for? I know you said 2017 to 2024, so roughly around
About
7 years.
7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
At home.
At home, okay. And then what brand name products have you used?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
Okay, I just want to confirm. This question's a little bit tricky. Okay, so the question asks, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I know you said you started using it
Oh,
in 2017, and then
yes.
your cancer diagnosis was about 7 years after that. So, okay, so the answer would be yes. Okay, thank you. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
Hold on, baby. Go out there. Sorry, 1 second.
Worries, take your time.
Angel, go. Shut the door. Okay. Chemotherapy. It was 3 cycles over 3 months and a partial hysterectomy. Shut the door.
And when did you start your treatment? What date?
When did I start my treatment? It was April 30th, 2024.
Okay. And then was it the same doctor and facility that you were treated at?
Yes.
So Daniel Zanotti. And then was he on the second floor?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and add that. Thank you for being patient with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry, I have my
Then,
son here.
no, you're fine. No worries. If you need to take a break at all, let me know. We're almost done.
Oh, okay. He's
Can
gone
you
now.
go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then for your first name, I have K as in kangaroo, A as in apple, I as in igloo, L as in Larry, A as in apple, N as in knight, and I as in igloo.
Yes.
And then your last name, I have S. I'm sorry, I have F as in Frank, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, C as in cat, E as in elephant, D as in dog, and O as in octopus.
So, Saucedo,
Okay.
Saucedo.
So F as in Frank, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, correct? And then the last four is C as in cat, E as in elephant, D as in dog, and O as in octopus.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then can I get your social, please?
229-85-1420.
Okay, and then can I get your email?
Yes, it's A1 Lonnie Boss at gmail.com.
As you said, A1 Lonnie.
Sauce, SAUCE at gmail.com.
Sauce. Okay. Sorry, it's a little bit hard to hear over the phone.
Yes,
And
okay.
then your phone number 760-896-0225. Is that your cell, your home, or both? Both. Okay. Can I get your current full address, please?
11252 Polaris Drive, San Diego, California, 92126.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, they're at the hospital.
Okay. Is there proof that they exist, though?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you were to provide these to the attorneys, would you be able to do so by mail or electronically? Or both?
Either one.
Either one?
Yeah.
So you want me to put down both? Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
A friend, best friend.
Friend. And then can I get their phone number, please?
Yes, 415 807 5104.
Okay, and can you spell their first name for me, please?
Yes, it's Leilani, Leilani.
Last name?
Fuller, Fuller.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer or chemicals within the last 20 years. You don't already have an attorney and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed roughly around March 10, 2024. I have your diagnosing doctor as Daniel Zanotti. He is located at 8933 Activity Road, Floor 2 in San Diego, California, zip code 92126-4427. And I have the diagnosing facility phone number as 858-499-2704. This is the same information as treatment as well, same treating doctor, same address, and same phone number. You used hair relaxer products roughly around 84 times a year. Your date of birth is November 25th, 1999, and you're a resident of the United States. You started using hair relaxer roughly around September 1st, 2017, and stopped using it roughly around January 1st, 2024. You used hair relaxer in the state of California, used it monthly, used it for about 7 years at home. You use the brand Dark and Lovely. In terms of treatment, you did chemotherapy of 3 cycles and a partial hysterectomy. Your treatment date started April 30th, 2024. I have your gender as female, your first name as Kailani, spelled K-A-I-L-A-N-I. Last name, F-A-U-C-E-D-O. I have your social as 229-85-1420. I have your email as A as in apple, 1 as in the number, Lani sauce, SAUCE at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 760-896-0225. I have your address as 11252 Polaris Drive in San Diego, California, zip code 92126. And you can provide medical records by either mail or electronically to the attorneys if they need them. And I have your emergency contact as your friend that does not live with you. Her name is Leilani, spelled L-E-I-L-A-N-I. Last name Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. Phone number 415-807-5104. Does that all sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get these documents over to you. I just need a couple signatures from you. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Okay.
You're going to get a text. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, I believe. I think it says Shireen Sakala, Mass Tort Strategies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so once go ahead and click on it. It's going to basically prompt you to accept the terms and conditions or accept electronic signatures. So you're going to agree and then hit start. From there, it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields. Go ahead and signature and initial wherever it needs you to. And then once you're done, you're going to go ahead and click finish. And then let me know once you finish, okay?
Spanish. Okay.
All right, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. All right, Kehlani, I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number that is my direct line. So if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. With that being said, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I do want to thank you for sharing all that information with me. I know it's not easy to talk about with a stranger. So I do want to thank you so much. And I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now. And I'm wishing you nothing but the best. With that being said,
thank
the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depends how busy they are. Be on the lookout for their call because they won't be able to get started on their case, on your case, without speaking to you. They just need to verify the case with you. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes. If I need anything from you, I'll contact you directly. But again, Kehlani, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm wishing nothing but the best for you. And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach me at that 949 number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.